First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Meg Harler retells a moment of loss.
Have had crying days since we had the rolls towed away. It was only a car, but she looked good high on the flatbed. Silver cloud, sky silhouette. Mom and I looked good driving her. In McDonald's parking lot, Mom and Dad picnicked in her. At stoplights, people would honk, roll their windows down, and ask, "Do you have any gray poupon?" People would double-take at her right-hand drive. Who's driving her now? I thought I was ready to let her go. Maybe I am, but I didn't expect such grief. Of course, it brought up my other losses, Mom, Dad, brother, dogs, and friends. I miss Santa Cruz. So many friends there I could talk to. Only a few here in Palm Springs. I want to go home. I don't want to stay here in Mom's house and clear out drawers, closets, papers, and stir up more grief. Mom died 5 years ago. I thought I was beyond this deep grieving of being the only one left in the family. I don't want to be the responsible one, the older generation, the parent and grandparent, no longer daughter and grandchild. On Mother's Day, I feel like a motherless child and a childless mother. I think I'll call some of my motherless friends now and make a toast to mothers gone, light a candle for Mom. Sometimes, out of nowhere, grief smacks you in the heart face. I'm Meg Harler.
Meg Harler is an actress and a longtime resident of Santa Cruz. If you have a story to tell, send your 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. This piece was produced by Margie Kern Marshall. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.